This is Monday Motivation, episode number 260. The Melissa Ambrosini Show. Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl and Open Wide, and I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? If you want to listen to my episodes one day earlier than they are released anywhere else, you have to download the app Himalaya and follow my show. Himalaya is free, super easy to use, and has every podcast you can think of. I love that you can leave comments under each episode and even create episode playlists. Make sure you check it out today. Hello, beautiful friends, and welcome back to the show. I am so glad that you are here because today I want to share with you one of the keys to longevity, and that is infinite flexibility. Now, I want to live a long, healthy, happy, and flexible life. I want to live until I'm 120, and I want my life to count. I want the years in my life to be filled with health, wealth, and love. I want to experience all the things there are to experience here on earth. And I believe one of the keys to longevity is infinite flexibility. Now, I don't just mean flexibility in your body, but yes, that is super important for longevity. You must be nimble in your body. Now, I'm sure you've all seen an older person, maybe in their 60s or 70s, 80s or 90s, who can barely move. I know I have seen many of them. Now, you probably have witnessed them and they're really stiff and rigid in their movements. And it doesn't look like it's easy for them to get around from A to B. Like it looks like a challenge. Getting up and down looks really painful for them. This is why staying physically flexible is super important. So make sure each day you're doing some yoga, Pilates, stretching, or foam rolling. You could even get a massage or do some fascia release. These are all amazing ways to help your body stay flexible. So make sure you do them each day. Schedule it into your day. You can even do it whilst you're watching TV in the evening or whilst you're listening to a podcast. I can often be found stretching whilst I'm at the beach or when a friend comes over for a cup of tea, I'll get on the floor and I'll just start stretching. Even when I'm talking to someone on the phone, I could just be doing some calf stretches or some arm stretches. Any opportunity you get, just stretch your body. Often when we have friends over for dinner after we've finished eating, many times we all end up on the floor foam rolling and stretching. Nick will bring out the foam roller. He'll bring out the trigger balls, those pressure point balls, and we'll all be having a go, just having conversations. Like it's almost like we forget we're even stretching. We're just having these beautiful conversations whilst we're rolling on the foam roller and doing some stretches. And, you know, we'll bring out the yoga mats and it ends up being a really beautiful thing. We're all just laying on the floor or sitting on the floor doing some stretches together. So make sure you incorporate some flexibility movements into your day, especially if you sit for long periods of time, whether that is because you're driving lots or because of the work that you do. Just make sure you're getting up, you're stretching, do a few things. It doesn't have to take long, but just if you can incorporate that throughout your whole day, like little pockets throughout your day, that will keep you physically flexible and strong and nimble for the rest of your life. It's so important. It'll also help support your back. You know, I know lots of people as they get older, they get back issues, shoulder issues, knee issues. So to prevent that, keep flexible, keep moving your body as much as you possibly can. This is the key, one of the keys to longevity. But I'm not just talking about flexibility in your body. The key to longevity is having a flexible mind. Having a flexible mind. Now, are you someone who holds on to things and lets it fester within you? If that is you, you need to have a flexible mind. The key to longevity is to stay flexible in your mind, to let things go, to surrender, to not hold on to things that aren't serving you, that is doing no good for you or anyone around you. If you can start to learn how to do that now, you will live a long and happy life. Don't hold on to things. Choose to let them go. Say to yourself, I have a flexible mind and I'm choosing to let this go. That is it. You just have to make the choice. Commit to being flexible in your mind and then say to yourself, I'm choosing to let this go. I want to live till I'm 120. And I know that the key to that is flexibility in my mind and in my body. So stay flexible in your mind and in your body. This is one of the keys to longevity. This is one of the ways that you are going to live a long and happy life. So start today. Start moving your body and start letting things go. Move your body and let things go. Move your body and let things go. Start today so you can live this long, juicy, healthy, and happy, flexible, joyful life. Sign me up for that. I hope this was helpful. This is one of the keys to longevity. So please incorporate flexibility into your body and into your mind, and you will live a long, healthy, juicy, happy life. I hope this was helpful. And before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here, for wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you. You rock. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, please be an angel and share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, you can share it on your social media, you can email it to them, you can text it to them. Do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears, so they can live to 120. And until next time, my darling, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word.